NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. It can be hard for elected officials to know what voters really want. A new initiative from the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama is trying to clue them in. Alabama Priorities will roll out this year. It starts with a survey that asks both voters and experts to rank the most important issues facing the state. The top five in order are K-12 education, health care, government corruption, mental health and substance abuse, and poverty. Randolph Horn teaches political science at Samford University. He conducted the survey with Parca. He tells WBHM's Andrew Yeager there was a lot of agreement, even across demographic lines.
As you might expect, most people in the state support public education. Most people are concerned about health care. Most people want ethical politicians and safe streets. And so it's not that surprising. And we also looked at the top 10 list of all these various groups. And there, too, we see a lot of commonality. And so for the most part, most of the issues in the top 10 are things that most people, regardless of their political stripe or their demographic traits, that most people care about.
What splits, if any, did you see between how experts looked at these issues versus how voters looked at these issues?
There were a couple of differences that we saw between a ranking of the expert list and the rankings that we got with the voter list. And so, for example, the experts identified infrastructure and transportation, prison and sentencing reform, and funding state government in their top 10, but those were further down on the voters list. And to some extent, these are sort of inside baseball issues. If you think about prison and sentencing reform, for example, most people who follow that issue know that the state is at risk for, you know, some kind of federal action given the deplorable state of our prisons. But our state prisons are literally out of sight and out of mind for most of the public. And so it's not an issue that the public would be as sensitive to. As we had some items that were highly ranked by the experts, but not on the voters' top 10, there were some items that were on the voters' top 10 that were not highly ranked by experts. And so, for example, mental health and substance abuse and poverty and homelessness figured highly on the voters' list, but they were further down on the experts' lists.
Do you have any theories on why that might be?
I think most people perhaps know someone who suffered from mental health addiction, and lots of people are concerned about poverty. It's an interesting question why these things would have been lower down on the experts list. I'd love to have a good answer for that, but I think it may be that the experts see that they're not constituencies affected by these issues who are going to turn up at the polls, and so they're thinking maybe the politicians would push those further down.
What could state leaders take from that split, seeing that, hey, these are issues that we collectively think are kind of important, but it seems like the voters don't see it that way?
There are opportunities for state leaders, and there's sort of two forms. One is to recognize that the voters care about things and to act on those things. And the flip side of that coin is to provide leadership and to educate the public about the issues that the public may not recognize as important. There's two sides of that.